Welcome to Unapologetically Myself.
Oh my God, am I being too loud? Whatever, f*** it.
Oh yeah, we got this.
Are you guys ready?
I just want y'all to start living life. Just be yourself.
Let's do this, bitches.
Welcome back to Unapologetically Myself. I'm your host, Amanda Carluccio. Thanks for coming back, guys. I am going to be filming this podcast and it's going to be airing every 13th of the month because 13 is my lucky number. I was born on the 13th and I just love that number. So let's get down to it. I'm going to take my shoes off and get comfy. If you're in your car, you know, just listen along and I'm here with you guys. So first things first, I want to give you a little recap of my month. I rescued a dog recently. Yes, I always wanted to do that. It has been on my bucket list for a long time. And I did. I rescued a dog. So kudos to me. I'm going to tell you what happened. I was driving along after work and I see this white lab just like walking across the street. And I'm like, oh my God, like where's the owner? I'm looking all over. Couldn't find the owner. I'm like, oh my God. This dog is lost. I need to save this dog right now. So I pull over and of course the dog runs the other way in the opposite direction. So I had to turn around driving. I'm looking at this dog, like walking all around. It goes up into like a municipal building and I lose it. So I go up into the municipal building by me and I stop. I get out of my car. I literally ran after this dog for about, I would say, maybe a mile. I'm running, I'm dripping sweat, and I cannot get this dog. And I know it's a pet now at this point because it's not just a stray dog. Also, we don't live in Europe, so there's not really a lot of strays here. And I am running after this dog, and I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to get this dog? Like, this is a big dog. It's a lab. It's a white lab, really cute, had like a blue collar on, so I knew it was somebody's pet. Running after it, I'm finally like sweating. I called my boyfriend. I'm like, what do I do? How do I get this dog? Like, I don't know what to do. So finally, I open my car door. I go back to my car door and I'm like, come on, come on, get in the car. And the dog runs up, goes right in my car. And I'm like, finally, slam the doors. And I just felt so bad for her because she was huffing and puffing. She was panting. She was sweating. I look at the collar and her name was Bella. Bella, the white lab that I saved. And luckily, the collar had a cell phone number on it. So I called it. I called the owner. I was like, where are you? She was only about 3 minutes away. So I wound up dropping the dog off and all was good. The owners were really appreciative of me dropping the dog off. And yeah, I saved a dog, guys. I always wanted to do that. It was on my bucket list and I did it. So this is your reminder to pay it forward and do something good today, you know, do something good because I could have easily just left and in the back of my head, I was like, what if no one stops? Like, I think a lot of the times when you see something happen, you're like, oh, somebody else will do it. Like somebody else will. But like, what if I didn't stop? The poor dog would have been lost. And when I had called the owner was like, oh my God, thank you so much. We've been looking for the dog for an hour. If I was looking for my dog for an hour, I'd be hysterical. Like I'm obsessed with my dog. Bichon Maltese, she's the cutest little thing. Her name is Tia. She's chubby. Like she would not survive an hour on her own. Ugh. Oh, so I'm so glad Bella is now back with her owner and she is safe and sound. Also, another thing that happened last month was my 35th birthday. Woo! Hey! Yes, I turned 35. Yes, I cried about it and that's okay. My birthday was May 13th and I cried on my birthday. I always cry on my birthday. I don't know why. I just feel like it's just another year. Like my parents are getting older. We're all getting older. I'm not where I want to be in my life right now. And it just makes me sad. So if you're one of those people that cry on your birthday, it's okay. You're not alone. I do. I cry every year. And that's okay, I think. When it comes to my birthday, I'm not like, oh my God, we need to have a party. I want a surprise. I'm not that kind of person. Because, and I'll tell you why, I think I'm that kind of person every day. Like, oh, it's me. Come on, pay attention to me. We're getting in the video. We're doing this. So that when it comes to my birthday, I'm like, I don't want people to know. It's fine. It's fine. Like, I'm like, it's just another day, right? It's just another day. I always say that. But then when nothing happens on my birthday, I get like low-key upset. But I'm like, Amanda, I said not to do anything. That's your fault. But I do always cry on my birthday. I always thought I'd be somewhere different than I am now. I thought I would have kids by now. I thought I'd have this house that I always wanted. I thought that I would have a husband. But here we are. And there are none of those things in my life. I do get upset about it because I do want those things. And every year, they just seem further and further, further away. But that's what we're going to talk about this podcast. We're going to talk about being 35, childless, and unmarried. I made a list of what you should not say to your unmarried and childless friend. And these have been, I guess, sentences that have been said to me that I didn't appreciate. And I am sure if you are also childless and unmarried in your 30s that you don't appreciate either. And I want to just talk about it. So let's go through the list. I think I have six of them. The first one is, it will happen when you're ready. Okay, Karen, thank you. And you know what? I hate when people say this because it's like, you're never ready. There's never a perfect time for something. So like if deep down, like, you know, you want to quit your job, you're just putting it off and off and off. There's never a right time. If you feel something in your gut, like, just do it. You got to just pull the trigger, rip the Band-Aid off. You have to do it. So when people say, oh, like, it will happen when you're ready. Well, who is ever really ready for kids? Yes, you can have a house. You can have a husband. You can be trying and trying and trying. And then you get blessed with a child, and that's amazing, but you're never ready. Like, no one's ever ready for a child, right? You can be as ready as you can be, but you're never prepared, especially when it's your first. Like, you don't know what's about to happen. You know, you learn together, and you're never ready for really anything in life. It kind of just happens, and you make it work, right? So when someone says, oh, it will happen when you're ready, I hate that. Like, can we just stop saying that to our, like, single, unmarried, and childless friends? Please. Please. Let's stop. The second thing is, maybe you're not meant to be married and have kids. Okay, this was said to me recently, and I was I was taken aback, and I wanted to punch them in the face, but I didn't. I refrained because I'm well-mannered. And that's so rude. Don't say that to your friend. I'm not a murderer. I'm not a killer. Like, I think I would be a good mom, I think. Like, I would try my best, okay? I would try my best, Karen. The third one, you can always have them on your own. You of all people can do that. This irks me, and I'm going to tell you why. One, I don't want to have a child by myself. And yes, I know when I get to that point, like, maybe if I'm in my 40s and I'm still not married, maybe my feelings will change. But right now, at 35, I don't want to do it alone. I want the experience of having a child and getting to raise that child with your significant other that you love. I think that's, like, the most beautiful thing in life. And I want to experience it. I get very defensive when people say that. Like, oh, have a kid on your own. Have a kid on your own. You're getting older. You can do it. You can do it. I literally will attack, and I get mad when people say that to me. Like, I freak out, and I have to realize, I'm going to calm down. They're just coming from a place of love, but it hurts. It hurts me. And I've actually have cried multiple times when some of my friends have said that to me, because it hurts. I think I get so defensive and so upset because the older I get, the more realistic it becomes that that could be an option. And that's an option that I don't want. And more power to single women out there who have raised a kid by themselves, whether it be on your own or not by choice, you know, things happen. But me personally, I don't think I could do it to choose that path, at least not right now. And also, I need to preface this. I do have a boyfriend. We just are not engaged yet. The fourth thing, you better freeze your eggs. You're getting older. Ooh, that hurts. That hurts. Oh, you cut me deep. You cut me deep. Yes, this is true. I am 35, and a lot of people keep telling me after 30, our eggs start to decline. I know that. I've been researching it for a while now. We already have enough pressure on us, right? We have the pressure of our family, our friends. We see our friends getting married. We see our friends on their second, third child. I see all this. That's already pressure in my head. So then when my good friend or somebody comes to me and says, well, you should freeze your eggs, that puts even more pressure on me. It hurts. Yes, it hurts. And I know it, like, we have to face the reality. Yes, we are getting older and there is that option, which is an amazing option, but just hearing it, just, we don't need to hear it. We already know. We're already freaking out about it. So just be kind to your friend. You don't need to say it. If she brings it up to you and says, hey, I'm thinking about freezing my eggs, by all means, go ahead, talk about it with her. And that's why I want to talk about it with you guys. If you are interested, I do want to make an entire episode about freezing your eggs because I did freeze my eggs when I was 33. So I would love to make an entire episode on that because I feel like it does need an entire episode because it's a lengthy process. I think a lot of people think it's just easy, in and out, you're done. It takes about a good month, the whole entire process. And I'll go over the cost. I'll go over how many eggs I got. I'll go over how many eggs matured because you can only freeze the matured eggs. Number five, it will happen when you least expect it. So this could be a relationship, marriage, or kids. I hate this because I'm sorry. When are we ever expecting it? It's just like, ugh, it will happen when you least suspect. Like when I was single for a long time before I met my boyfriend now. I was single for 2 years and people would always say that, oh, it will happen when you least expect. Oh, don't go looking. And I literally did not look. Like I was a hermit. I stayed in my room for like 2 years. I mean, not really, but I just hate going out. I'm not like a big partier. My friends in college would have to drag me out. But the thing about me is, and I know a lot of you guys see in my videos, like you probably think I'm wild. I'm not. I'm wild in the sense that I will do a backflip and I will walk on all my hands to make people laugh and have a good time. But I do not need a drink to have fun. I would sometimes go to college parties sober and just do like a backflip. But I will say my Towson friends knew how to drink and they would get me blacked out. And I thank them for that because I think I needed some of that. I needed to let my hair down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, back to the list. It will happen when you least suspect. Yeah. Okay. So this is number five. That it's just like, all right, it's so cliche. Like I get it. I will say I did not expect to meet my now boyfriend at the bar. I met him in the wild. It was, at a bar close by me and I did not want to go out at all. Right. I go out with my friend Cassie and we're drinking and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like sipping on my like vodka soda, like, I can't wait to get out of here. Everyone here is 2023. I just had like such a negative attitude when I went out. And I think that's bad to have. I would suggest not doing that. I would suggest when you go out, be positive, just have fun with your friends. Like, don't go out looking. And that night, actually, I wasn't looking. I was just out and I just remember in my head, I just want to go home. I just want to go home and sleep. And I remember looking up and I saw this like good looking Greek man. And I was like, who is that? I need to talk to him. And then he actually said hi to me first, which I think I was a little tipsy, not 100% sure. And then we talked the whole night and yeah, and that kind of happened. The next, in my opinion, what not to say to an unmarried and childless friend, and this is number six, and this is the most important because this has been said to me, I think, one time, and this made me so upset. I actually had to leave the room and go cry. But they had said to me, oh my God, I can't even imagine not being married or having kids. I wouldn't know what to do. Thanks, bitch. Do these people have no like social empathy? None whatsoever. Let's try to be kind to each other. Try to be kind to your unmarried, childless friends. They already have enough pressure going on. I would say I'm not really sensitive. Like you could say anything to me. It doesn't get me. But the one thing that does, so this goes along with like mean comments on social media. People can say I'm ugly. I'm this. It's weird what you're doing with your dad, which a lot of people have said. Or your family's crazy, blah, blah, blah. Your mom's so mean. That, whatever. You can say whatever you want there. But the one thing that gets me is when people comment on how old I am and that I'm not married and have kids. And I think it's because it's the one thing I'm the most insecure about because I am so afraid that that's not going to happen. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Don't cry, Amanda. It's okay. It's okay. Ugh. If you are in your 30s, unmarried and childless, like, you're not alone. There's a lot of people like that. And there's a lot of people our age that want to have that. And there's still time. I think the most important thing is just to, like, not stress about it. You know, we have enough stressors as it is. And that's hard to do. I saw this podcast, and I'm not sure who said it, but they said that when you think about the past, it causes depression. And when you think about the future, it causes anxiety. In my opinion, the best advice I can give to you is just stay focused, stay in the present. And I know that's easier said than done, but if you're out with your friends, like, you know, talk to your friends, like, stay there. Like, try not to think about the future, like, oh my God, like, when am I gonna have kids? Oh my God, when am I gonna get married? Oh my God, I'm getting older. It will literally drive you nuts. And, like, I know I used to do that a lot more than I do now. Go out with your friends and just focus on going out with your friends. Don't focus on a relationship. Actually enjoy the moment. I remember I did this with my cousins one night, and we stayed in and we literally blasted Robin, I'm in the Corner, I think that's it, and just danced. And it was like the best time of my life. I wasn't thinking about a relationship. I wasn't thinking about marriage. I wasn't thinking about kids. I was just having fun with my cousins. And I think that's the best piece of advice I can give, is just be in the now, be present. The second thing I wrote was talk to someone about it. You know, therapists are awesome. I think everyone should have a therapist, but that's just my opinion. They're just awesome. It's nice to talk to someone other than your family or friend, just to get it all out there, who doesn't judge you. They might have something insightful that you never thought about, and you're like, oh, that's different. That's new. I never really thought about it like that. Another thing I would do is, if you're still really stressing about this, you can check your fertility, blah, blah, blah. You can check your fertility, whether you're a male or female. And I think that's important, especially if you feel you're getting older and you're just stressing about it. It's something that can give you peace of mind. I know when I went and checked it out, it helped me a lot. Like, I went in and she was like, oh, you're healthy. Like, you have a lot of eggs. I'm like, I do? Damn, okay. Like, I felt good about myself. And if they are able to catch something where you might have infertility issues, like, my, for instance, my mom had endometriosis that could make it a little bit harder to get pregnant, you can catch it early. So I would highly recommend that if you are stressing about it. Also, freezing your eggs is an option too, if you keep stressing about time and getting older. It did give me peace of mind. I'm happy I did it. So I did it when I was 33. So I have my 33-year-old eggs. So those are young, healthy, fresh eggs. So the older I get, I can still use my healthy 33-year-old eggs, which is kind of cool. Because, you know, they start to decline, and the 33-year-old eggs are better than, unfortunately, someone in their mid-40s or late 40s. I mean, at the end of the day, we just want to be happy, right? And this is one of the stressors that I think about often. I try not to. Like I said, I try to stay present, but it's hard. We're human. We think about it. We're getting older, and it's something that I want. And if it's something that you want, I'm praying for you. I'm here for you. My DMs are always open, so please reach out. So that's basically it for my advice. So let's go into the segment, Thoughts from the Loft, because we're in the loft, and let's do Thoughts from the Loft. Hey, I need like a jingle, like Thoughts from the Loft, ch-ch, Thoughts from the Loft, ch-ch, Thoughts from the Loft. My random thought of the week was, I have like a really irrational fear that I'm going to be taken without my glasses. So I cannot see. I'm pretty bad. I am a negative 550 in prescription, which, if you have glasses, you know that's pretty bad. So I'm nearsighted, which means I can see near. I cannot see far. I think that's how it goes. I could be totally wrong. Maybe I'm farsighted. Anyway, I don't know. I can't see far, okay? I can only see you like really clear without my contacts or glasses if you're like right in front of my face. So if you're like literally 5 inches from my face, then I'll be able to see you. Otherwise, any further, you're blurry. So I have this irrational fear. Well, it's not really irrational. Like, it could happen. If someone takes me without my glasses or contacts, like, pronounce me dead, because there's no way I'm getting out of that situation. I just like, I'm scared to death that that's going to happen. So I literally will sleep with my glasses. And if someone comes to take me, like, I'll be like, I need my glasses. Give me a fair shot, sir. Like, give me a fair shot. Let me put my glasses on, please. Okay. My other thought from the loft is, you know, the third rail on a train track, like it's supposedly like really, really high voltage. And if you hit it, like, boom, you're dead. Why are we not painting this yellow or red or saying high voltage on it? Why is it not painted in like bright red letters, high voltage? I was at the train station the other day and I'm looking around for the third rail and I'm like, I can't find it. Why can't it be like universally like painted? It needs to be painted so we can see this thing. Because lately I have seen on TikTok and Twitter, like these teenagers actually were sitting on the rails, which like, why are you sitting on a railroad track in the first place? I have a lot of questions there. But the one, this, I think there was two, it was like a male and female. They laid back and boom, they were like in critical condition. They hit the third rail and it was like devastating to see. You actually can see it on TikTok. It happened like 9 months ago, but it's like awful, like terrible. Why is it not painted in a different color? Like, someone please explain that to me. I think about this often and I don't, it's like a thought that I've been thinking about lately. So can we just please paint that? Someone needs to paint that. I mean, but then you can't touch it. So I don't even know how you do that. Anyway, I only had two thoughts this week. Like, that's so pathetic of me. I'm sorry about that. I promise to have more thoughts, you know, in the future. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks for listening. I love you guys so much. I will see you July 13th. Love you guys. Bye. Mwah.